figuring out a speech
that we think would go over with Dad so we'd get it. But he always interrogated, what do you want it for? Every little inch. And I want something for a dress one day. And he said, well, show me some material. And we know that he didn't like soft, flimsy things or something, because he'd heard him with remarks on the street. So I went to Mother's rag bag, where it was all new odds and ends, and I found a piece of plush. Do you know what plush is?
No, I don't.
Well, do you know what velvet is?
Yes.
Well, it's a little heavier that time, because velvet was heavy too then, but it isn't now. Anyway, I got a piece like that, and I showed it to him. Oh, that's nice and strong, and you can't see through it. So I got it.
You know, and ladies walked by wearing high heels, and I was just a little kid. I hope none of my daughters ever wear high heel shoes. How fast I wish I could go up so I could wear high heel shoes.
Yes, but once, Gladys wants some shoes for summer. She needed them. So Mother sent me and Gladys with Dad. And we went to a Christensen shoe store, which isn't in Ogden now. But anyway, she told what she wanted, so Gladys told, and they brought out some slippers, you know, wear for summer. And Dad took a look at him and he said, no, what he wanted was shoes that button up. And this was the middle of summer. So Gladys protested, but it didn't make any good. The salesman looked at Dad and knew if he's going to get a sale, we had to please Dad. So he put the shoes up and we all went home. The next day, Gladys got permission from Mother to go back to town. So Gladys and I went back to town, and when that salesman saw us walking the store with this bundle, I bet you he just grinned inside for all he was worth.
I exchanged it
and got what she wanted. And he didn't know the difference.
And I needed a new winter coat. And I had the bag and I talked for it. Finally, Dad came home. It was a pretty coat. Ocean's too big for me. And so he said, well, you can take it back. So Mother went with me and I walked in the store. The clerk began to laugh. Your father said you were a lot taller and you're just a little thing. I could have told her that coat wouldn't fit you. And she couldn't find one that could like it, but she found one I liked real, real well. So I got it. Dad never knew I exchanged it or thing. About that either.
Well, anyway, he had a lot of responsibility, which we didn't see then, but we thought he could have treated us better than we wouldn't have the resentment we did. Because, say, for instance, he never let Mother go shop for a thing. Grocery stores or nothing. She'd maybe call in an order, but Mother would have to give him a note. And so she gave him a note, and this was a Saturday ritual. And by that time, Safeways had just come to town, and Amos Belknap had charge of it, and he's the son of his brother's boy. And Dad went in, and he waited on Dad, said, oh, we got a big bargain on crystal white soap. That's for laundry. So Dad buys the bargain, so he looks at the list and cuts off something, exactly what Mother would need for Sunday. This was Saturday. He'd come home with it, and Mother just cried almost. She says, I've got gobs of that, so it's no bargain if you don't need it.
Well, we need potatoes, and didn't have potato in the house. She put it on the list, and we wouldn't buy it.
What was your mother's reaction to all of this? You said when she was in exile, it was very hard on her,
and she
cried a lot. She's now living at 918 and then 904, and she would still be seeing her husband once every other day.
But I often wondered that he didn't forget which one he'd been.
Because he did.
When I was going with Glenn, he went and had his tonsils out.
Glenn or Dad?
Glenn. And while he was in the hospital, so they kept him a couple of days, he let me take his car. Of course, he showed me how to drive it. And so I went down home, and Mother needed 10 pounds of sack of sugar to finish up whatever she was canning. So I got in the car and I went on down to Washington to Tillotson's, which isn't there now, but, and I got the sugar, and as I turned around to come back up 22nd Street Hill, there was Dad walking up. Well, I felt sorry for him, so I pulled over at the car, corner, the car curb, and knocked and called him. And he came over and he took one look at me and he got in. So I knew it was his night at Madsen. Uh-huh. So I drove up 22nd Street. When I got to Madsen, I turned over and stopped there. And he said, no, go on, I'm going on up. And I thought, boy, that's different. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I took him up to 904, pulled into the driveway. Dad got out and turned around and walked back to Madsen. He was afraid I was going to have trouble and he's going to be with me.
I'm seeing you got home.
Well, because the woman was driving. So when Dad got his Model T Ford, Flora and them just insisted that they drive. And Flora was in an accident right off the reel. So women were taboo as far as he was concerned. But one day they told, the car happened to be at our place, and we thought we was going to get a ride. So Della and I got stuff that Mother gave us to go out and polish. They were kind of copper around the light, headlights. And then they had lamps on each side, the first Ford that came out.
They're all open air cars.
Well, other cars were still open air then, our Dodge was. But anyway, we worked a long time and had it all shined up and everything. And then they took and let the other folks use it. We didn't get a ride after all.
Now, I have the impression that Hiram Bellett was a fairly well-to-do man.
Well,
financially.
He was.
He was thrifty.
But you never saw Dad spend a cent foolishly. Never. And I think that's why he had it. And, well, anyway, I know there was one time he said, Mother asked him, he couldn't do it. He had to save it for taxes. He just had to have it. You know, school always started at tax time. And so, anyway, he told us that. So, quite a long time later, we had Eris and Vaughn and them for dinner, and the ladies were out in the kitchen helping us, and there was Dad with the boys in the front room. And Mother stepped over at the door because she heard something. And what he was telling them, he didn't have to save for that. He went out and paid cash for that body of property. Mm-hmm. But he told that to us because until he had made that much money, saved again, we couldn't use it. Just like, I'll tell you, we knew when we got a nickel out of Dad, we had accomplished something. I know Mother said
that. Yeah, but I want to tell you something. Christiane was his little wife. She wouldn't sign a paper unless he paid her so much money. And Mother wasn't his legal wife or in law, so she got nothing.